got your invoice. Why did the equipment cost change?
Because that equipment was only timely for a time.
I personally think that's a stupid idea. Just, you know.
It's not a stupid idea. I had two machines to sell for this price, okay? Now, okay. You see, your client just bought a machine. Your client just bought a machine. Look at the last one that bought a machine. How much did he pay?
I don't know.
Look.
I think
he paid 41 and a half.
Penny?
Hold on. I had a special of two machines.
Okay. If you can sell. All right.
A two machine special.
Penny, you're talking. We're both logical people. If you can sell the machine for 30, the same price, I would do it still to not create issues. If you can't, you can't. That's it.
Okay. Then let's say like this. If he's gonna raise a hell, I might give him a break. I might.
Okay. That's okay.
But he knew. No, listen. He knew. I talked to him. I explained it to him. He knew I have two machines on sale. The two first machines were on sale. He knew it, and he wanted it, okay? And he didn't take the plunge to make it stick, okay?
No, okay.
I get a break from the factory for the two machines, okay? Because I get a break. And I want to encourage people to start buying that specific model. I decrease the price almost 10%.
Okay, Penny, I'm just trying to hear to help. Hopefully we'll resolve it. I'll wait to hear what he says to me.
I understand. But he knew that this first two machines that I sold, you yourself sold two machines like this.
I know.
Now I sold another two. He's buying the fifth already, okay? I don't get a break on this machine.
Fair enough. Okay, I understand. I'll just wait to hear from him, okay?
Yeah, let's see how he's going about this, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.